On a road map, it's simply listed as Whitefish Point. That place name has little significance to most, but for those living in northern Michigan, it's a place very well known on land and sea. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Visionaries. They are the promise of our rural communities, and Farm Credit wants to honor them. Farm Credit 100, Fresh Perspectives, is a nationwide search for 100 men and women who are changing the face and future of rural America. In addition to sharing their stories, 10 honorees will receive a $10,000 cash prize. Nominate someone today at farmcredit100.com.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Bruce Lynn oversees a museum located on a very important piece of land.
This point of land juts right out into Lake Superior. So all of your ship traffic coming in and out of Lake Superior must pass Whitefish Point. So they have to make that big turn going from Whitefish Bay, coming up from the Sioux Locks, and then out into the big lake.
He's speaking of the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum at Whitefish Point, Michigan.
People have troubles imagining sometimes the weather and the shipwrecks and everything else along this coastline, which actually has come to be known as the Shipwreck Coast. But yeah, people come up in the summer and they see placid waters and it seems unimaginable.
It's true. Whitefish Point is often a very beautiful place to enjoy on Lake Superior, but in the late fall, this area assumes a far different persona.
If you come back in November, you're going to at times find weather that'll have 6 and 8 and 10 foot waves crashing in, wind blowing so hard sometimes it's difficult to stand up straight, and you see those ships still out there.
Lots of areas can experience bad weather, but what makes this area particularly treacherous is the fact that there is no place for a ship to escape the fierce gale thrown at it.
There's no harbors of refuge between here and the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. We're looking at about 80 miles, and there's anywhere from estimated 200 to 300 shipwrecks along this whole coastline.
Many ships have sunk along this coast, with lives lost as well. Perhaps best known among those is the Edmund Fitzgerald. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. From Whitefish Point, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.